The Puritan poet Anne Bradstreet once wrote, "Wisdom without an inheritance is better than an inheritance without wisdom." I am Rob West. As the baby boomer generation ages, it's estimated that they'll leave a tidal wave of wealth to their heirs, perhaps $68 trillion by 2030. But is the next generation ready for that wealth? We'll talk about it today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, you can tell that Anne Bradstreet read her Bible back in the 17th century. She was no doubt inspired by Ecclesiastes 7, 11, and 12, which reads, "Wisdom is good with an inheritance, an advantage to those who see the sun. For the protection of wisdom is like the protection of money, and the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom preserves the life of him who has it." So while boomers make the greatest wealth transfer in history, research shows they're not preparing the next generation to manage that inheritance. The investment giant Edward Jones recently published a study on this issue. It found that half of all Americans, or 48%, plan to leave an inheritance. Half will leave money and property to their children only, and 36% will leave assets to their children and grandchildren. That much is good, but the next set of numbers is troubling. The study also found that only 27% of Americans have talked about wealth transfer with their heirs-to-be, and another 35% actually said they don't plan to. That will leave millions of millennials and Gen Zers in the dark about the assets they'll inherit, many of them without the wisdom required to manage them. Experts say it's more important than ever for families to discuss wealth transfer and to seek professional guidance when necessary. Other factors come into play as well. While generational wealth transfer as a whole will be the highest ever, some future heirs may not receive as much as they expect. That's mainly because people are living longer. Boomers may consume more of the assets they've saved up than previous generations. That's due in large part to the ever-increasing cost of health care, which the elderly need more of. This is likely to affect how assets are passed along, and in fact, the same study found four different ways this may happen. The first is traditional giving. That's when parents simply pass along their assets to children, including cash, stocks, and real estate. Children need to ensure their parents are utilizing a sufficient amount of their assets to ensure a healthy lifestyle. In contrast, parents must start talking to their adult kids about transferring those assets. Another approach the study uncovered could be called giving while living. This is when the older generation helps the younger by paying for education, helping to purchase a home, and maybe even paying for vacations. The younger generation may wonder if there will be anything left to inherit and whether they'll have to support their parents financially in retirement. Having an early conversation about assets can alleviate those concerns. Another form of wealth transfer you may see more of is the generational skip, which is exactly what it sounds like. Boomers may elect to give their assets directly to grandchildren to help with education, to start a business, or to set up investment accounts. Here at FaithFi, we get many calls from folks wanting advice on how to help their grandchildren get started in the world. The Edward Jones study found that one out of four respondents believes their grandchildren will be better stewards than their children. Here, it's critical to have a money conversation with the children who are skipped over to avoid damaged relationships. Finally, some millennials and Gen Zers may find there's nothing left to inherit. Longer living spans may force the older generation to use up their assets, leaving little or nothing for the next generation. It's generally advised that retirees draw down only 4% a year to safeguard the principal of their investments, but for some, that may not be possible. So what's the solution? Well, boomers need to start talking to their adult children about wealth transfer. They must pass along the wisdom they've gained over the years that enabled them to acquire and keep wealth. Family conferences are great for this. You can even bring a financial advisor to MC the discussion. We recommend getting one with the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. One conference probably won't be enough because things change over time. The goal is to prepare your kids to be faithful stewards of whatever is left to them. They need to understand that God owns everything and they're expected to manage an inheritance wisely. They're expected to provide for their families and cheerfully give back to God. If you need help with this, we recommend connecting with a certified Kingdom Advisor, which you can do at faithfi.com. Just click Find a Professional. All right, your calls are next, 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. There's a view out there that thinks of God's creation like that of a watchmaker. Once he's made the watch, he sets it down and leaves it alone. Does Scripture agree with that view? Amos 9:6 says, "He builds his lofty palace in the heavens and sets its foundation on the earth. He calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out over the face of the land. The Lord is his name." This verse paints a majestic picture of God's power, active and interacting with creation. He's the one who intricately designed the heavens and established the earth. The waters obey every word. He is not distant, but close to every one of us. Get more daily encouragement from Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
The Middle East, that's one part of the world we need to pay attention to, especially the country of Israel. Each week, I'll help you make sense of what's happening in that region through a biblical lens. I'll bring you important information about security threats, archaeological discoveries, biblical prophecy, ministries happening on the ground, and much more. I'm John Riley. Join me for the Middle East Report Special Edition every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Central on American Family Radio as I connect you to the people, places, and geography of what we read in God's Word.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. It's time to take your calls and questions today. 800-525-7000. Whatever is on your mind today, I'd love to chat about it. We can hear from you right now at 800-525-7000. We've got lines open. Our team is ready to take your call. Also, if you have a testimony today, perhaps you'd like to share how God has been at work in your financial life, how you've applied these principles, maybe by living in God's economy rather than the world's, you've been able to discern the leading of the Holy Spirit to give more than you thought you might, or to make a change in your financial life, or just to enjoy the peace of mind that comes from trusting God for your provision and living within it. Well, we'd love to hear those stories as well. You can call with those and we'll take them at 800-525-7000. Before we start to take your calls today, let me share a bit more on this topic of inheritance. You know, we started today by talking about the massive wealth transfer that's about to occur, the great wealth transfer as it's being referred to, as much as $68 trillion in the next 15 years. And as we look at that, I think the operative question is, Is the next steward chosen and prepared? Because we need to think beyond just who is going to receive the money, but what does it look like to leave a lasting legacy? And as we get into the process of preparing wills and other testamentary documents, we need to start asking some deeper questions. How do I want to be remembered? What does a generous life look like? What are the components of a generous life? And how do we pass them on in a way that blesses those who come after us? You see, these questions reveal that the heart of this matter goes much deeper than money. And the sooner we deal with these questions, the better. At some point, passing what we have will no longer be an option. It helps to think about it as, I think, three different kinds of capital that we pass on. So when we talk about wisdom before wealth, I think we can go to Ecclesiastes and see clearly it says in God's word, wisdom like an inheritance is a good thing. It benefits those who see the sun. Wisdom is a shelter as money is a shelter, but the advantage of knowledge is this, wisdom preserves those who have it. You see, here and throughout God's word, wisdom ranks higher than wealth. Wisdom will preserve your life. Money doesn't promise that. Jesus seems to indicate that the money you control may eventually control you in Matthew 6:24. In order to help those who come after us avoid this, we want to pass on that wisdom before wealth. So I mentioned three types of capital. I'll get into those throughout the broadcast today. It's our spiritual capital. We'll unpack that. It's our character capital that we're transferring to the next generation. And then finally, the financial capital that we'll pass on. We'll talk about those and how you can approach them as you consider your own wealth transfer, the last stewardship decision you and I will make. All right, let's head to the phones, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Robert. How can I serve you?
Yes, sir. I was wondering, I originally got into AFR listening to Dan Celia, and he had a program about faith-based investing.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you knew that that was still a functioning thing or if there are other programs like that, because that's what I want to do with my money is faith-based investing, but I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah, very good. I have great respect for Dan. Didn't know him personally, but have become, over the last couple of years, very familiar with the ministry that he had. And I know the AFR listeners had the utmost respect, and we were so sorry. What a loss. His gain, obviously, he's with the Lord. Our loss, as the Lord took him home. And I'm loosely familiar with what he offered, but I couldn't speak to whether or not there's any options available. Here's what I would say, though, Robert. Today, and by the way, I'm a big proponent of faith-based investing. And what I would say is today, even far more than 2 years ago, certainly far more than 5 years ago, faith-based investing as a category of investment has come so far. I mean, there was very few investments 5 years ago, even 2 years ago, in this space that were very high quality. Now, I know Dan was very familiar with the Timothy Plan. The Timothy Plan is an underwriter of this program. They're good friends of ours. We have the utmost respect for what they do. And so that would be a great option. And I think a continuation of what Dan talked about so often. But the space really has blossomed. And now there are world-class, beyond Timothy Plan, many other world-class investments that exist in this space, mutual fund and ETF families that have a stated purpose of being faith-based in their approach, which can look like, I think, one of three things. One, it can avoid companies that are misaligned with your values, so excluding those companies from the portfolio. Number two, embracing companies that have explicitly a kingdom purpose or at the very least promote human flourishing as an additional source of alpha, meaning as a driver of value creation for the shareholders. And then thirdly, engagement. And this is just an area that is exploding. AFA has gotten very involved in it. We talk about it each Friday with our resident economist, Jerry Boyer. But it's this idea that as shareholders of companies, regardless of what they are, as believers, we have the opportunity to express our values to company leadership through proxy voting, through shareholder resolutions. And it's making a real difference. In fact, we'll talk about it on tomorrow with Jerry. But last week, we were talking about some corporate engagement Jerry was doing with John Deere. Well, this week, in the wake of that, they have completely changed their stance, put out a press release about it, and we'll share the details tomorrow. But a huge win for those that want companies like John Deere and others to stay in their lane and not get pulled into politics, but just focus on, in this case, making great tractors and heavy equipment. So there's a wonderful opportunity. Now, to your question, Robert, where in the world do I go to find that? Because I'm not equipped as an individual investor to make those decisions, and I've got a solution. So the only industry designation in financial services around biblically wise financial advice is what's called the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation, CKA. So these are men and women who've met extensive experience requirements. They've been trained to bring a biblical worldview. They've signed a statement of faith and code of ethics, and they've had a pastor and client reference. I mean, they have met a high bar. But inside that community of CKAs are a subgroup that specifically offer faith-based investments. And the only place to find those folks is at faithfi.com. There's 1,500 CKAs in the country, and there's a growing number of them that explicitly can offer faith-based investments. So what you would do as a next step is head to our website, faithfi.com, faithfi.com, click Find a Professional, and if you choose the investment category, and then in the second question you say, I want faith-based investments over traditional, the list of professionals you will get will be those that can walk alongside you and actually build and manage portfolios that are explicitly faith-based. Does that all make sense?
Yes, sir, it does.
Okay. I think that'll give you what you're looking for. But Robert, I love the direction that you're headed here. I think, you know, this idea that, you know, we can, as we're managing God's money, we can make sure that we're providing for our loved ones. That's very biblical. We can enjoy what God has given us in the financial resources He's entrusted to us. That's biblical. It's also biblical to give generously, to spread the gospel, and to meet the needs of those around us. But I think it carries on into the deployment of capital. So this idea that we take what God has entrusted to us, we manage it well, and we deploy it into companies that have explicitly a purpose of creating human flourishing and avoiding those things that are misaligned with our values. That's faith-based investments, and it's an exciting and growing part of the investment landscape. Thanks for your call, sir. Back with more questions after this.
Interested in seminary but don't think it will work in this season in life? Wesley Biblical Seminary offers flexible options that allow you to take classes live, no matter where you are. At WBS, we don't just educate people, we develop trusted leaders for faithful churches. It's time for you to respond to the calling God has on your life. Take classes from an institution that you can trust for a calling that will not go away. Learn more about your opportunities at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
FaithFi is grateful for support from OneAscent. OneAscent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. OneAscent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good. To explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values, more information is available at OneAscent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Every day, AFA offers biblical insight on issues that others aren't willing to touch in the hopes that you'll become a world changer. That's why we're offering an in-depth worldview training course called Activate. 13 different professors teaching 18 sessions, all available online, including a printed workbook to help you apply what you've learned and one-year access to AFA streaming content to give you even more resources. Find out more about Activate and sign up today at activate.afa.net.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
A few of the benefits of a charitable gift annuity are a fixed percentage for the rest of your life paid to you, a partial tax deduction, as well as partial tax-free income. And then upon your passing, any remaining funds are then gifted to the American Family Association. So give us a call today at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. This is the program each day where we take you into God's Word, encourage you, and provide practical wisdom so you can be that wise and faithful steward that God has called you to be, recognizing God owns everything, so we've been given a pretty high calling as managers of God's resources. What questions do you have today in your financial life? Is it that credit score? Is it paying down some debt? Is it living within your means, which is harder than ever? Things costing more these days, and one of the challenges with inflation is that it's cumulative, right? So we're hearing from economists, oh, good news, inflation's down. Well, even the 3% inflation increase this year is on top of the 6% last year and the 9% the year before that. So, we're spending about 25% more across the board on a variety of things you buy every day over the last 4 years. Well, that's a big deal. And I realize that creates challenges and it's leading to, skyrocketing credit card debt, among other things. So if you'd like to talk about a way to manage that money or your investments or anything else, call right now. We've got lines open, 800-525-7000. We'll be heading back to the phones here in just a moment, 800-525-7000. We started today by talking about inheritance and this idea that we want to transfer wisdom before wealth. Remember, Ecclesiastes says, wisdom preserves those who have it. That's the advantage King Solomon said about wisdom over a financial inheritance, over money. And so as we think about transferring what God has entrusted to us to the next steward, be it heirs or ministry, those are really the only two places we can leave it other than the U.S. government. We want to think about the spiritual, the character, and the financial capital that we will be passing to our heirs. And I think in that order. Because when it comes to an inheritance, first, we want to think about the spiritual capital. We need to instill spiritual capital if we want our children and grandchildren to gain wisdom. This simply means transferring the gospel to the people who are going to come behind us. Grandparents especially have a unique position in the lives of their grandchildren. And I think everything from sharing the story of your faith to being intentional to impart those values is critical. But when it comes to the story of your faith, I think that's perhaps one of the best ways for you to pass along this spiritual capital. Be sure all your grandkids know your faith story. They will remember it. They will soak it in, and I think it will help them develop their own stories. Be intentional in passing that on, that legacy of spiritual capital. Second, character capital. You know, I really encourage matriarchs and patriarchs to think about the character of their family. What makes your family who they are? What are those key values that are important to you, that are hallmarks of your family? It could be as simple as we work diligently, we live simply, and we give generously. I mean, those are values that you would want to hone in and then make sure you're intentional to communicate. Communicate those character capital traits that are important to you and make them a part of your family story. I think that's really key. And then finally, and this comes last, the financial capital. You see, if we pass on financial capital without passing on the spiritual and character capital, we're going to have some problems. In a way, money is like fire. It can keep you warm if it's in the fireplace, but put it in your lap and it can really burn you. And we have to put a lot of thought into how, when, and how much we are going to pass on to our heirs. You know, keep in mind, whatever trajectory your heir's life is on, the money is going to accelerate that trajectory. Now, that's great if they're running toward Jesus, but if they're running away with their lifestyle and the decisions they're making and with their maturity, both spiritually and financially, well, putting $1 million or whatever that number is in their lap is going to accelerate that trajectory away from the Lord. We need to be aware of that. And I think the key is to make sure that we're modeling the right things. You know, if we model a diligent work and a life of simplicity, we will likely also have the opportunity to model generosity. And if we begin giving early and sharing that with our kids as they grow up and sharing the giving story of the family, now they have a part in the family history of generosity. So here in just a moment, I'm going to share two questions that I think you need to ask as you consider whether the heirs are ready to receive the money. That'll be coming up here in just a few moments. But let's head back to the phones. We've got some lines open. The number to call today, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Arkansas. Hi, Jerry. How can I serve you?
Great to be here. Thanks for your ministry. I really appreciate it. I've had a chance to hear your show a few times.
Excellent.
Am I coming through okay? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, sure are. And thanks for that, Jerry. That's very kind.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I just heard you talking about faith-based investing, and I have a little bit of experience with that. I own a couple of ETFs, and I've been thinking about trying to figure out if they meet that criteria. I would imagine that most of the regular ETFs out there aren't, you know, necessarily faith-based.
Yeah.
And one of the areas that I'm curious about when it comes to faith-based is defense and military.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if those kinds of stocks like Lockheed Martin or some of the others that are really heavily investing in, like, you know, like the war machine.
Yes.
Are those considered, I mean, are those automatically ruled out, or can those also be a part of a faith-based investor's, you know, portfolio?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great question, Jerry. So, you know, there's a couple of approaches on this. I mean, ultimately what I would say is there's not an approved faith-based portfolio and an unapproved, because I believe this at the end of the day is a Romans 14 issue. Let each one be fully convinced in his or her own mind when it comes to investing in the secondary market. So I think this is ultimately a conscience or a conviction matter. Clearly, I think if we go all the way back to the creation account and we were to, be productive and subdue the earth, and we have the cultural, you know, the creation mandate to preserve, but we're to take God's creation and improve it. And the question I think for each of us to ask and answer is, what kind of companies would be misaligned with our values? And that's not something I don't think that an advisor can tell you. That's something you're going to have to decide on your own. But let's do this. I've got to take a break. If you're able to hold on the other side of the break, we'll talk about specifically the areas you're investing in and what investment options are available to you. We'll be right back. 19. That's how many pairs of shoes the average American has in their closet. 1. That's how many pairs of shoes it takes to share health, education, opportunity, and the love of Christ to a child in need in the world. You can play a part in changing the life of a child today through Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child in need. That's giveshoestoday.org.
We see and hear about the big public issues happening in our nation's capital, but what about the things that happen behind the scenes? That information can give us the whole story and help shape our opinions. That's why you need to listen to Washington Watch Weekend with Tony Perkins. He and his guests will give you all parts of the Washington news from a conservative Christian perspective. Catch Washington Watch Weekend Saturdays at 5:05 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central, and Sunday mornings at 3 Central on AFR.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
Join Wesley Wildman and Tony Vitagliano for AFA at the Ark, a special trip to Answers in Genesis Ark Encounter and Creation Museum, October 31st through November 2nd. You'll tour the exhibits like you would expect, but that's just the beginning. Deepen your knowledge with presentations from special speakers and a panel discussion with Wesley and Tony. Head to afa.net/events today and click AFA at the Ark. afa.net/events. Click AFA at the Ark.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
I'm so glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We started today by talking about inheritance. We'll come back to that in a few moments. I'll share with you two questions I think you need to ask and answer before you decide what to leave to heirs. At the moment, we're talking, though, faith-based investing, a really exciting and growing area of the investment landscape. Before the break, we were talking to Jerry in Arkansas, and he's just wondering about faith-based investing. You know, when you're investing specifically in index funds, you're getting all the companies in the index, and he's wondering how you might think about approaching a faith-based approach to investing through indexes and what categories of companies would be in or out. He specifically mentioned an example around a defense contractor who's maybe making equipment or airplanes, or it could be bombs that are used in war, and whether or not that would be present in a faith-based portfolio. And what I was sharing, Jerry, before the break was that, you know, I think this ultimately is a discernment issue on the part of the steward. And you have to decide kind of what issues and business activities are aligned with your values and which ones are not, because we realize that we're image bearers of God. So we're creator-like managers, if you will, made in God's image. And then we have the responsibility to work that out in our own taking of the creation and improving it and working as unto the Lord. And we've got the stewardship mandate, and then we need to exercise a duty of care, I think, and fidelity as we look toward human flourishing and love of neighbor and generosity and creation care. And all of this can come to bear in our portfolios. Now, to your specific question, there's really a couple of options that are emerging. One specifically that addresses what you're talking about here, Jerry. In the last several years, something that has grown in popularity is something called direct indexing, where essentially you can take an index like the S&P 500, for example, and you can create that by buying fractional share ownership, actually mimic that index, but buying them through individual stocks, which allows you to turn off or turn on individual companies in that index. So with an advisor who can exercise a faith-based investing approach, many of them will have the ability for you to say, okay, I want to use the S&P 500, but I want to pull out any company that, you know, is creating anything related to abortion. I want to pull out anything related to tobacco. I want to pull out anything related to, you know, to your question, war and the creation of, things that are used in war. And so you can actually get that granular to turn on and off those companies. So essentially you'd have an index minus those particular business activities that were misaligned with your values, and you could tell them specifically what those were. The other approach is to buy a faith-based investing product off the shelf. So this would be an ETF or a mutual fund where the investment manager who's making the buy and sell decisions along with his or her team is deciding what things are in and what things are out. Now, they have a stated faith-based investing mandate, or else they wouldn't be a faith-based investing fund, but they're ultimately deciding what are we screening for and what are we not. And if you're buying their fund, you're kind of adopting their own screening philosophy, if you will. Do those ideas make sense, though?
They do, Rob. Yeah, they do. And see, I've been looking at an ETF called ITA, and it holds a lot of defense contractors. Now, I've heard, and I don't know, but I've heard that if former President Trump wins again, they're expecting these defense contractors to do really well. And so I was trying to position. But then when I heard you talk about faith-based, I wondered if defense contractors were – you know, as a rule, if they are typically screened out, or if it's simply a Romans 13, I mean, or Romans 14, like you had said, because again, like when I look at say cannabis stocks, you know, I may not have a conscience about that, but I would imagine faith-based investing rules that out entirely.
Yes.
So I'm just curious: does faith-based investing rule out war stocks entirely, or is it based upon my conscience?
Yeah, I think it certainly could, but those wouldn't be the ones that are the typical ones. So typically, you know, there's a lot of alignment around a few categories, certainly those that harm people. So alcohol and tobacco, gambling, anything that, you know, could begin to wade into adult entertainment, that's what they call it. It's pornography, anything related to abortion. So there are some kind of categories, if you will, that everybody kind of aligns around. But then I think beyond that, it's up to the individual investor, unless you're buying a product off the shelf where you're trusting the manager to decide which, you know, categories are in or out. For instance, I was talking to one of the investment managers that we work with a lot, and they give the clients the ability to say, I don't want this category or industry, and I do want that. And what they're saying, one of the most common categories that their faith-based clients are asking to be removed from their portfolios is China. Just the entire country with regard to companies that are based there and operate there. They want them out. Well, that's the decision of the investor to make. And I think the same would apply here with defense contractors. So I would say to your question, that wouldn't be a consensus category that would normally, I think, be included as being omitted from a faith-based investing portfolio, but it certainly could be if you wanted it to be.
That tells me a lot. Thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. If you want to do a little bit more digging on some of these faith-based investing funds, there is a resource that our friends at the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing put together. You'll find it at faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. So faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. What that free PDF will give you, Jerry, is a listing of all of the mutual funds and ETFs that have an explicitly Christian faith-based approach. And I think that might be a good beginning point for you as you begin to explore this more in depth.
Appreciate that a lot. Keep up the good work, and I appreciate
it. Thank you very much, Jerry. God bless you, my friend. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. All right. I mentioned as we started today by talking about in the inheritance category, there's a couple of questions that you can ask as you think about leaving money to heirs. Because remember, we want to pass spiritual capital first. Wisdom before wealth. Then we want to pass character capital. What are those character traits and key values that we want to pass to the next generation? And then ultimately, we want to pass financial capital. And when it comes to financial inheritance, it's going to accelerate the trajectory of those heirs when they receive the money. So I think one of those first questions you can ask is, how do I leave an inheritance that will be a blessing and not a stumbling block? So what role does wealth play in our lives? Well, again, it's important to recognize the inheritance left behind is not the hero or the villain in our loved one's story. It's just the fuel propelling their life journey. So I think when we ask that question, how do I leave an inheritance that will be a blessing and not a stumbling block? The emphasis shifts from the quantity of the inheritance to the heart condition and the life trajectory it envisions for our heirs. And so it requires us to stop, pray, discern, where are they at and what's going on in their lives and what might this wealth do? The author Ron Blue likes to ask the question, what's the worst thing that can happen when they receive the money? And that's not just to try to kind of focus on the negative, but it's to recognize the gravity of the potential for the wealth to do immense good or to be a burden. And so it causes us to step back and say, huh, how much should we leave and where is their life heading? I'll share that second question just around the corner, plus more questions.
Hey, moms and dads, are you at your wit's end? Hi, this is Mark Gregston with Parenting Today's Teens. I'm so grateful for the partnership we have with American Family Radio. We share a common goal to bring hope to hurting families through the life-changing medium of radio. Be sure to listen Saturday afternoons at 4:30 Central on American Family Radio. Find help and hope for your family with Parenting Today's Teens.
Hi, I'm Tim Moore, Senior Evangelist on Christ in Prophecy. Can you see the signs of the times multiplying all around? Jesus is coming back, and he doesn't want his people to be unprepared. To stay up to date about unfolding events and get a biblical perspective on the signs of the times, listen to Christ in Prophecy here on American Family Radio. Join us Sundays at 11 a.m. Central as we reveal the prophetic hope for those who believe in Jesus Christ, as well as the Bible's warning about God's coming wrath to those who don't yet know him.
As a faithful listener of the Faith and Finance program, you know that there is life-changing financial wisdom in God's Word to meet all your needs. More than anything, FaithFi is here to help you and millions of others see God as your ultimate treasure. As a nonprofit, we're grateful for our partners that help expand our outreach every month with their generosity. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? Please consider becoming a monthly partner by visiting faithfi.com and clicking Give.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. In our final segment today, we've got room for maybe one or two more questions beyond what's already holding. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. We'd love to hear from you. In just a moment, I'll be sharing that second question that I think we need to consider as we think about leaving an inheritance to our kids. That's where we started today. But first, let's head back to the phones. To Texas we go. Hi, Claudia. How can I help?
Yes. I am seeking to for a friend who is from Taiwan, whose English is very difficult to understand, to get a copy of a power of attorney from the nursing home in Hallettsville. And we understand that we are wanting to bring her to Victoria, that her pension, whatever, has stopped. And so our lawyer, who would draw up a new power of attorney here, is asking if he can have a copy of Karen's power of attorney. If that's not possible, do I need to call Karen and ask her to do it as well? My phone number, I hope.
Yeah, I don't need that. But I think the key here is, if I understand the question, so there is a durable power of attorney for healthcare, and that's a document that lets you name someone else to make decisions about your healthcare in the case you're not able to make those decisions for yourself. It gives that person who's called your agent instructions about the kinds of medical treatment you want. And essentially you would sign a paper saying that you want certain person or persons to make those decisions for you. And what your attorney is saying is that they need that document. So are you able to put your hands on an existing power of attorney for healthcare that's already in place?
All right. The person in Victoria who will be getting the power of attorney, in other words, the person right now that has the power of attorney is relinquishing that.
Got it.
And giving the power of attorney back to the person here in Victoria that had it first so that we can get her here. And so our lawyer has asked if it would be possible to get Karen's power of attorney, which is who has it right now, to see whether or not, you know, what he needs to do to draw up in order to get this taken care of before she is asked to leave the nursing home.
Yeah, well, typically what you would do is, and I'm not an attorney, so your attorney can guide you through this process, but essentially the basic idea is you would sign a written revocation in front of a notary, and then you'd register that revocation in the same office where the power of attorney was originally registered. And the revocation has to be executed while, of course, you're mentally competent and not incapacitated. But that would be the process by which you move from one attorney, power of attorney, to another. It's through a resignation process that's done by letter, that's notarized and then filed. And then at that point, if the person wanted to draft an entirely new power of attorney or just assign the existing one to another person, they would be able to do that. So I think that is your next step, is you need to engage in the process of revoking that power of attorney so that that person can be replaced with someone else. And the attorney that you're working with should be able to guide you through what that template needs to look like on that, that revocation piece of paper. And then it, there needs to be a specific time at which that ends. And it does vary by state to state. And so that's why I think, having that attorney involved and maybe even another attorney in the state where you're located, because again, some require notaries, some don't. There's a number of changes there. So I think perhaps go back to that attorney. If you don't have an estate attorney in the state where she resides currently, then you could go to our website, faithfi.com, and click Find a Professional, and any one of those CKAs could refer you to a godly estate attorney, Claudia. So I hope that helps. I'm delighted to hear you're walking alongside your friend in this process. I'm sure that's giving her a lot of peace of mind. Thanks for your call today. Before we head back to the phones, the second question, we were talking inheritance and just the importance of passing first spiritual capital, then character capital, and then thirdly, financial capital. And the first question was, how do I leave a financial inheritance that will be a blessing and not a stumbling block? And again, that question moves the emphasis from the quantity of the inheritance, the amount, to the heart condition, and ultimately the life trajectory it envisions for our heirs. The second question is, how much is healthy to leave my kids without doing harm? So this involves a shift in perspective from the conventional right amount or percentage to what do I hope the inheritance is going to do in my child's life? And then maybe you repeat that question with what do I expect it's going to do in my child's life? Because we've got to identify the desired opportunities and experiences and possessions the inheritance should provide, along with the concerns to be avoided. And I think this is where a godly advisor can really help to walk alongside you in putting that plan in place, asking those hard questions, thinking about, what you might give away. Perhaps you're not going to leave 100% to your heirs. Maybe you're going to take a portion, maybe even a significant portion, and leave it to kingdom causes like American Family Association or your church or other ministries that are on your heart. Well, that's an incredible opportunity that you need to, I think through. And it's going to change over time. It's not a one and done. I mean, this will be updated as you go throughout your life. And by the way, a lot of these ideas that I'm sharing with you today come from our friends of the National Christian Foundation, specifically Gene McMains, who's just fabulous on this topic and really leads a lot of these teachings for NCF on how do we think about inheritance in a way that's going to do good and not cause harm. If you want to learn more about the National Christian Foundation and their work in setting up your giving strategies, you can head to their website at ncfgiving.com. All right, let's head back to the phones here. We'll go to Tennessee. Hi, Jason. How can we help you?
Good morning, sir, and thank you so much for taking my call. I really enjoy your program very much.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
My question this morning is, I have a daughter turning 16 years old today, and along with that milestone, I'd like to start helping her become more responsible for her money and so forth. So I'd like to find some, I know there are a lot of different sorts of debit cards out there that are more app-oriented than just a typical checking account. So I wondered if you had any recommendations or particular ones to avoid. I know there's things like Cash App and things like that out there that seem to make me a little nervous. And if there was anything like that that was more faith-oriented, that would certainly be a plus.
Yeah, very good. Well, I'm so thrilled to hear, Jason, that this is what you're doing and really taking this approach and trying to prepare her as a future adult for when she's on her own making these decisions. This is really key. And it's not just the financial literacy side, the dangers of debt and the value of hard work and the importance of a budget and living within your means, but also the biblical literacy side, understanding that God owns it all and that we're stewards and we're to give generously and that money can compete with our devotion and affection for God. So these are equally important. In fact, I think the spiritual is even more important. So in terms of a faith-based approach, I mean, the FaithFi app would be great for her just in terms of the financial education there that's all from a biblical perspective. And she could set up her budget there and manage it and start becoming familiar with the envelope philosophy, but in a modern smartphone expression of that. You'll find that at our website, faithfi.com. But if you're looking for an actual money management system where, you know, she could have a debit card and you could have parental controls and she could actually use it to pay for things when, you know, she goes and spends her own money, and then, you know, you would need to look at something else. There is not one that I'm aware of that goes all the way to the extent of buying and selling and allow her to have an account. But there are some secular ones that generally come up over and over again as, you know, some of the most highly rated. You mentioned one, I believe, and that is Chime. But the other one that I would look at, which is specifically for kids, the interface is for it. There is a cost to it, but it's called Greenlight, and you'll find it at greenlight.com. And it's, you know, they build themselves as kind of the all-in-one money and safety app for families to teach kids how to manage money. And there's all kinds of parental controls, and, you know, it's got a really nice interface. And I think they claim to have more than 6 million parents and kids, you know, on this system. And you can even tie it to chores and that kind of thing. So Greenlight would be one to look at. The other is, and this is what I currently have my boys on, is just the Capital One Money account. So this is specifically for kids from Capital One. And the nice thing is that they have their own debit card, they have their own account, but I can go in my app and turn on and off the account. I can see all the transactions, even though it's in their name. I can automatically transfer money into the account and pull money out if I need to. So that would be another one. So I think Greenlight and then Capital One Money, it's called Money. That's the brand name for it. And it's specifically for teens. I think those two would get you going in the right direction. All right.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much for that information.
All right, Jason. Hey, happy birthday to your 16-year-old. That's a really exciting milestone in her life. We appreciate you being on the program today. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us. Man, we covered a lot of ground today, faith-based investing, inheritance, even helping our kids manage money wisely, and power of attorneys for healthcare. Hey, a big thanks to my team today. I certainly couldn't do this without them. Devin Patrick pushing all the buttons, handling our engineering and production today. We're grateful for Pat Montague. you handling our phones today, and Mr. Taylor Standridge helping us with the important work of research. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you tomorrow on Friday. I'm getting ahead of myself. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.